Our next applicant is Gathering on the Green. And Jim, would you like to comment?
All righty. Gathering on the Green. The primary activity of Gathering on the Green has been a weekend music festival on the shores of a pond in the park in Mequon. From the photographs, it's a gorgeous setting. This was begun in 2001. It was a little bit difficult to tell from the history, but it seems that it was largely a community-driven effort from the business community in 2001. Although it says it's been in business for 24 years, so probably it was unincorporated as a not-for-profit and an exercise of activity by the business community itself, perhaps the Chamber of Commerce before that. It's once again, it's a little difficult to tell from the history that they presented. Its mission is to bridge communities through music. And they have revamped the organization over the past few years, over the past year or so, with the hiring of a new executive director with significant roots in the popular music industry. They have revamped the program, their Saturday evening program. I found this not from the from a list of events, but from their annual report, which they included their Saturday evening program included Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald, two very prominent members of the music industry. Their attendance or their income and attendance both significantly jumped in that time period. They have 12 board members. They meet monthly. They have that full-time executive director, and they have a full-time programming director who is new to the organization. They put that full-time programming director in position because they have revamped their one of their secondary programs. They used to do a STEM or STEAM, that is science, technology, arts, engineering, arts, and math. Camp for 125 underprivileged students in conjunction with the summer festival. They have discontinued that after evaluating it carefully, and they have now put a series of year-round activities that they call Music Together, which are involved, which are engaged with workforce development, that is engaging young people in learning how, what kinds of jobs there are in the music and entertainment industry. Master classes, that is allowing young musicians to work with professionals. And music therapy, that is using music to overcome life challenges. Very interesting programs. Rather than the 125 people that they've impacted with the discontinued camp program, so far they have impacted 1,100 people with this new program, which seems very interesting. They provide scholarships with some of their excess funds. They have also started a program they call Storytellers, which is solo performances in venues of about 300. These are vintage names like Al Jarreau, who not only sing but also talk about their lives. It's an interesting program. The differences that they made to the changes they made to the festival weekend resulted in an increase from 6,000 attendants to 9,000 in 2017. And let me see. They have some very sophisticated evaluation tools, and they use those to move their STEAM camps to the Music Together program, as I mentioned. Very sophisticated marketing plan. They're an interesting strategic plan. They appear to be working to grow the program in 2019, that is by having the Saturday night by increasing the budget for the Saturday night show so that they could have larger names of equal prominence on both Friday and Saturday night. And also they list the potential to experiment with a Sunday family event or children's event in 2019. And then they look to grow their staff in 2022. So apparently they're trying to build a reserve of funds before they hire on new staff. That's the information that I have.
Very good. Beth Bonnie.
I don't really have much more to add. I thought they had an impressive list of corporate sponsors. They really impact their community, economically. I would encourage them to write their grant as if the person reading it knows nothing about the organization. I found it very hard to get my head around how exactly the Music Together program works. A specific example of a program would have been helpful to me.
Beth Lindsay, any additional comments?
The one thing that I'll add for this one was this one, they actually added an annual report link, which I hadn't seen with any of the other applications, which, again, to go through the process of doing an annual report, I was pretty happy with that. So.
Agreed.
Any other comments?
I think once again this is an organization that didn't have a season brochure and therefore would have benefited from the amended instruction that I mentioned earlier.